The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
And welcome to the show. Thanks so much for listening. You're listening to Your Adoption Coach Radio. We are all about inspiring and educating you on adoption. And you know, if you've been touched by adoption or foster care or know someone who has, please share our show with them and visit our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. You can listen to any of our previous broadcasts. That's over 2 years of broadcasts. We air every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central on voiceamerica.com. And since our airing, over 500,000 listeners have had a chance to listen to our show. And I have to tell you, it's a real privilege to bring this show to you every week. We are here not only to keep you up to date on what's happening in the adoption world, but also help you make your dreams of adoption come true. And we understand that really the biggest hurdle of adoption is also money. It's no secret. It's very expensive to do an international or domestic adoption. And unfortunately, that's where most people's dream of adoptions come to an end. But that's also where we come in at Your Adoption Finance Coach. We are here to help you through a process and connect you with valuable resources to help you through your journey. Adoption has brought so much joy and love to our family that it's all I can do to help you bring your family together forever. So we're very, very excited about that. So if you had a chance to listen to last week's show, it's summertime, people are vacationing. We have some new shows that we're bringing to you, like today. But last week, we did a show on one of my very favorites, which is called Wednesday's Child, all about foster care. And our show today is really going to kind of follow that theme. Today, we have Daryl Rodrock joining us. Daryl graduated. He's a Missouri guy, Kansas guy, I guess. Graduated from Marysville High School in 1962, and he went to the University of Kansas, where he earned a master's degree in education. Married Karen, while at KU. Daryl spent 11 years teaching history and coaching, mostly at Shawnee Mission West High School in Overland Park, Kansas. Before and after his school duties, he started building houses in 1974. Now, I live in Kansas City, and I can tell you, everybody knows about the Rodrock development, over 800 homes. He eventually moved into development and founded Rodrock Development, currently built more than 70 new home communities in Johnson County, Kansas, and has been named Developer of the Year in this region for 5 years in a row. We bring Daryl to you today because he has a special, very special story. And on January 2014, Daryl held a foundation kickoff party to celebrate a new foundation that he established called the Daryl Rodrock Foundation, whose purpose is to benefit children in foster care. And that was one of the reasons why we wanted to bring you on the show. Welcome, Daryl. We're so happy to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. It's an honor for me to be a part of this and to help further your cause and helping families get together to help children who need a lot of help at some points in their lives. So I appreciate you asking me.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, so many things are aligned with what you do and what we do. Of course, we're all about adoption. We've had a lot of folks on our show, Daryl, related to foster to adopt. And I'm very interested in this topic. And as many of my listeners know, it's a very, very important topic for us because as we see the landscape of international adoption shifting dramatically, those numbers shifting dramatically. Certainly that doesn't mean that we don't have over 400 orphans that need homes abroad. But then we also see the domestic internet or the domestic adoption community shifting as well. It turns our attention to foster to adopt, which has always been there, is something that's very, very important for people. And so I'm curious about your foundation. So the mission of the Daryl Rodrock Foundation, tell us about that. Then I want to hear your story about how and why you created this. So what's the mission of the foundation?
Well, thank you. It's interesting. Brenda Sanders, who works for me, we're in the real estate business, as you said. We have 30,000 people live in the Rodrock community today in Johnson County. We're going to celebrate my 70th birthday and have a big promotion. And she said to me, Daryl, you've always wanted to help foster kids some way. Let's just make this the kickoff for your foundation to raise money to help foster kids on the Kansas side or wherever we may be able to help them. So we started out hoping to have 500 or 700, maybe 1,000 people show up at this party. And we had 2,260 people there for my birthday party. We raised almost 800,000. It was incredible. It was the most incredible scene you've ever seen to have over 2,200 people there with this party. But again, I've been in Johnson County a long time and tried to maintain a good reputation. And our goal is to, really we talked about it before the party because we didn't know how much money we'd raise. But our goal was to raise the awareness of the needs of foster children because there are a lot of children in Johnson County and Wyandotte County and that side of the state. People don't think there are, but there's a lot of children there. So we wanted to make an impact on making people aware that there were foster children who needed attention and care in our area, and I think we did a phenomenal job of that. We were on the radio, we were in the newspaper, we reached all these people. I spoke to numerous organizations about it, and understand those kids that I really truly understand them because of my background. So our mission, number one, is to raise the awareness. Number two, we're starting a program now that we're finally going to go to the aging out children. And those are the kids that are 18 that no longer have foster care parents, and they're on their own. They have to be on their own. So we're going to start a program that's going to really try to focus on those kids.
Yes, and I actually made a note of that. I wanted to talk to you about that. I've had, as I said, many people on my show talking about foster care, and I have to tell you that I've, including the Dave Thomas Foundation has been on the show. Rita Sorenen has been on the show several times talking about foster care and their commitment to foster care through their Wendy's Wonderful Kids program. 18,000, you know this statistic, Daryl, but 18,000 children a year age out of the foster care system. We are putting those kids out on the streets. Is that right?
At least that many.
Yes, yes.
At least that many. It's horrifying when you think about young girls and young boys that have no one to call, no one to aid, no one to talk to, no money, no job.
Right.
Half of them in Texas end up under the bridge.
Yeah, that's true.
Under the bridge, homeless.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's okay. 70% of the prisoners today in our prisons today came from foster care or no homes at all. I mean, it's amazing the need we have in our society to reach out for these kids and say, somebody cares. It just overwhelms me.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing that I'm familiar with, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with this either, but I was shocked by the fact that in the United States, we do not have a national database of kids that are available. And I know that Bethany Christian Services has paid some attention to this and are working toward this. There are some national agencies that are working toward this. But the problem, one of the things that I think exasperates this problem and this issue is that if I'm in Missouri and I want to be a foster parent and I'm interested in a child in other states, that there's no way that the individual states are not communicating with each other and we don't have a national database that is helping to facilitate that process.
Well, I found out in our program, and you talked about it earlier, but money money is a situation that we all have to have, but it seems what I've found, and I'm going to work on this as I go along, that each of these organizations receive grants or state money or whatever based on the number of kids they have. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a little bit of a battle for money as much as it is for kids. Does that make sense, what I'm saying? And that's what we want to kind of keep our kid in my organization so I get the state money, the grant money. And I think the people care. They really, really care about kids, the ones I've talked to. I'm really devoted to them. But I hope we can open up our hearts to the fact that if we send the kid to Missouri or send the kid to Nebraska, wherever the case might be, that the benefit for that child is more important than whether they lose so much in their grants or their money. I just know that there's so many children that are lost and will be lost in our society if we don't really... It's growing so big it's hard to believe.
Yes, it is. And I am so appreciative of you of making the connection. I mean, I don't think it takes rocket science to make this connection, but to make the connection of the number of kids that are aging out of the foster care system comparable to the percentage of prisoners in prison who are from foster care. We talk about those two issues, I think, separately, but we, you know, the number of prisons that we have and the number of people that are incarcerated, and then we talk separately about the number of kids that are released from foster care, but I don't think too many folks talk about those two correlations. And I know that that's a very, very important correlation. I'm so glad to hear that you guys are dealing with the issue of aging out, because I was going to ask you that. So this
focus. That's going to be our focus. We're working with an organization called Gear Up out of Wichita. And they really, really are focused on those 14 to 18, that age kid. And we're going to build a center for them where they can have their offices and have kids come in and study with them and have activities for them and organize events for them, and we're going to furnish that facility, and we're in the process of getting that organized now.
That's wonderful. That's really wonderful. I'm so glad to hear about that. So the foundation, the Daryl Rodrock Foundation, is relatively new then, really starting January of this year, I understand. So you launched this party. You had this big birthday party for yourself that ended up being a fundraiser for this organization. Is that right?
You know, the funny thing about it is people had to pay $100 to come to my birthday party. They all laughed at me. So we never had to pay $100 to go to a birthday party. And we still had over 2,200 people.
Yes, that's amazing. Well, it was a birthday party with a good cause. Certainly has resulted in a great organization with a mission. So I'll tell you what, Daryl, we're going to take a short break, and I do want our listeners to stay with us, because one of the things I didn't get to in this first segment is talking to you about how you have a wonderful story. And you know, I'm so interested in this, so I want to hear about your story and how you became personally involved with foster care. But we are going to take a break right now. Before we do that, I want to do a special call out to our sponsors, Beacon House Adoptions, America's Christian Credit Union, Embrace by Grace, and a new sponsor that we have as of this week, actually, Kids Save International. We're going to be focusing on some of their summer miracle programs that I'll outline for you later on in the show. If you're interested in sponsoring our show, it's an affordable and great way to connect with adoptive parents, professionals, and others who are touched by adoption. You can go to our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. That's youradoptionfinancecoach.com. You're listening to Kelly Ellison, Your Adoption Coach Radio. I'm here with my guest today, Daryl Rodrock from the Rodrock Foundation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Your nonprofit is unique. It's because of your passion and commitment to making the world a better place. At Holly & Associates, we share in your passion by providing specialized insurance products to adoption agencies around the world. Like you, we do one thing and one thing only, social service. Our knowledge of adoption is what sets us apart from the rest. We are dedicated to protecting your organization with the right insurance coverage at the most affordable price. Call us today at 1-800-914-9135 or at hawleyandassociates.com. Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300. Or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union. On approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Thanks for staying with us. You're listening to Your Adoption Coach Radio. Each week, our show and our links and resources mentioned on this show can be found at our website, youradoptionfinancecoach.com. This is also the website where we can give you great fundraising ideas and step-by-step plans to help you complete your dream of adoption. We can also provide you with resources for those agencies who use our adoption finance coaching system. So you can check out our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com to get a listing of those agencies under Kelly's Friends. So we are back with Daryl Rodrock, who is president of Rodrock Development and the Rodrock Foundation. You can learn more about their foundation at their website, DarylRodrockFoundation.org. Now, Daryl is spelled differently. It's D-A-R-O-L. So it's Daryl Rodrock, R-O-D-R-O-C-K, Foundation.org. Or go to Rodrock.com to learn more about their housing developments. So, Daryl, we didn't get a chance during our first segment to talk about this, but this is just so important to tee up why you are so passionate about this. Just tell us, how are you personally involved with foster care?
Well, I was a foster child myself, and when I was 7 years old, I lived in Iola, Kansas with my brothers and sisters in a very traumatic, dysfunctional family. My dad was in prison, and my mother was married 7 times along the way, and there was a lot of abuse physically and sexually in my whole family, a lot of poverty. And the state took us away from my mother when I was 7 and put us in an orphanage in Winfield, Kansas, a Lutheran children orphanage at the time. And we were there for a while. Then we went out of the orphanage back with our parents. I was sent off to different foster homes, one in Arkansas, by the way. I was 10 years old, and it was the most dramatic time that any child could ever spend with people that my mother never met and I didn't know. Never met him. I called him Aunt Mary and Uncle Roy, and it was the most terrifying time for a child that you could ever imagine. I finally saved enough money shooting marbles to run away, and I caught a bus from Evening Shade, Arkansas, to Coffeyville, Kansas, where my mother lived at that time, and I finally found her after 3 days because she was married. One of her 7 marriages was to Cruz Vargas, and I didn't know that at the time, and I walked to the door, and she was very, very vile in my face. My mother beat me 100 times to blood, at least. I don't know why, just angry. I ran away for 90 days when I was 11 years old then. I actually turned 11 in January. And I ran away for 90 days by myself on a railroad train from Coffeyville, Kansas, and got picked up in Texas. So I'm aware of the loneliness. I'm aware of how kids feel when there's no mom and no dad and nobody to love them and take care of them. We went back to the orphanage after that again and was there for another 18 months and then sent back again to my mother, which I wouldn't stay. I would not stay at all with her. It was just a real troubled time. So my understanding of how that child feels is real. I mean, yeah. I understand what it feels like to be lonely and rejected and isolated. And I, fortunately, because of a teacher at the orphanage in the Lutheran school, introduced me to Jesus and gave me a purpose and kind of a life interest to kind of have somebody to hang on to. And so she probably saved my life. She's still alive, and she was at my birthday party in January.
Really?
And without her, I would probably, 60 years ago, she taught me. You can imagine
that.
Years ago. And she put her arm around me, a little 10-year-old boy, and said, Jesus loves you. And where I came from, there was nobody named Jesus with no love. It was pretty tough. And so she kind of saved my life at that time, and I've always loved her ever since for it, and I've recognized her since in front of a lot of people and thanked her personally. And so she gave me a purpose and a meaning that somebody did care, named Jesus. And I connected with that story as a little boy. And I know a lot of kids don't have somebody that they believe cares and gives you a purpose to get up and a purpose to go forward. I was blessed by that story because I never became a victim. I never felt sorry for myself. I just went forward with the belief that something was good about me. So that's my passion, to help kids somehow understand that we've all been given a gift. We all have something to live for, whether our parents understood it or not. Whether my mom and dad understood that, I understand it about my own existence, my own life, and I want to tell as many kids as I can that story, that what someone else said or did to them, they don't need to live in that shadow. They don't have to live in that shadow. Mm. They can live in the glory that exists today and the light that's here for all of us to see. If we could just make ourselves dwell on that and focus on that, mm-hmm. and help kids overcome whatever happened in their life. You see, all of our stories are real. Your adopted children, whatever stories we all have, they're our own stories. And some people overcome them and some people don't. And I want to help those kids understand that they can live a bountiful and resourceful and successful life if they choose to do that, if I can help them.
Right. That's an amazing story. So what I love about that most is I wrote down the word not a victim. And I really hear you saying that in your story, that you don't have to be a victim of your circumstances, that there are places, there are people that can provide you help and resources. And certainly that's one of the things that your foundation is doing. I'm wondering, though, Daryl, so it says here that you graduated from high school in 1962 in Marysville. Is this Marysville, Kansas, or Marysville?
Marysville, Kansas. It's not Marysville,
okay.
Missouri. It's
okay,
Marysville,
okay.
Kansas, north of Manhattan, yes.
Okay, so at 11, you found a draw for me that from age 11, then you found a foster family. Were you with a foster family from that point on?
No, actually, I kind of moved around again, other foster families, lived with my sister, lived with my aunt and uncle, lived with another aunt, and I just ran away. I was really, I mean, probably just as easy could have been a juvenile delinquent. I probably was. But I lived with my aunt and uncle on a farm. And when I lived with them, I went to a one-room school, and my teacher's name was LaVon Robinson, and they didn't have children. And when I ran away again from them, and I ran away again from my sister, I can't even tell you the chronological order of how it happened, but somewhere along the line, LaVon went to my real mother, Maxine, and said, if we can find him, because I was gone a lot, skipped my whole seventh grade year, we will be glad to try to raise him. So when I came back sometime about 12, I was about almost 13, they took me and raised me and became my parents. They didn't adopt me.
Okay.
I didn't let them adopt me for some reason. I kind of wanted to keep my name. I can't say why, but they loved me like their own. And after I ran away from them two or three or four times, probably they then finally settled down to realize they really did love me. I want to tell one quick story for the people listening. My foster dad, Ray, was a 5'9", 180-pound little guy, didn't finish high school. Back then, there was no approval. There was no state agencies to do what we're doing today. LaVon just said I could live with them.
Yeah.
Ray chuckled all the time and hummed. He was a happy little guy. And we're riding along one time in a pickup, and he humming. And I, kind of being a smart-ass 16-year-old kid, you know, said, What are you so happy about, Ray? He put his hand on my shoulder and said, I'm happy just because you're in my life, Daryl.
Mm. Oh, wow. Mm.
Wow.
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 And Get your tissues out, folks.
For not that I cleaned the room up, or not that I milked the cows. He was happy simply because I was in his life.
Uh-huh.
I never forgot that.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Love somebody unconditionally.
Yeah.
It's so valuable for kids like where I came from.
Right, right. And for you to hear that. For you to hear that at that moment, yes.
That was a very meaningful moment to me.
Mm-hmm. That's a great, amazing. So tell me, is Roy and then his wife, what was her name?
Ray and LaVon.
Ray and LaVon, pardon me.
Yes.
So are Ray and LaVon still living today?
No, they passed away, and I stayed with them, and I called them my parents. I took care of them all their life, and they became my children's grandma and grandpa on that side, Grandma LaVon and Grandpa Ray, and they were just wonderful, loving people to me.
Yeah. And how about your biological mother?
She passed away two years ago, Maxine, and my father passed away back 15 years ago. I didn't even know him. He left home early. So I never did get to know it. Maxine, I stayed in touch with and financed a lot, helped her as much as I could. I found all my brothers and sisters, Donnie and Beverly and Barbara, and I found them later in life and helped them. I've been very blessed that all of those people needed financial aid.
Right, right. And so Donnie, Beverly, and Barbara, I'm just curious, where are you in the sibling group? Are you the oldest? Are you the youngest?
No, I'm the second one. Beverly's the oldest. She's 73. She got married at 14. And just married her husband of 59 years this last week.
Wow. Okay.
They've married to Max for all those years.
Oh, my goodness. So Beverly, Daryl, yourself, and then who comes next?
Donnie's had a tremendously bad life. Bad life.
Yeah.
And then Barbara.
My dad,
when he was four, when my brother was four, I watched my dad pound that baby boy's head on the floor where blood was running out of his ears, his nose, and his mouth.
Oh, my God.
We begged, we kicked, we screamed to stop Whitford from beating this baby to death. And I know it affected Donnie all of his life.
Yeah, violence.
I'm talking violence.
Right, right. It's amazing. It's amazing to hear you describe this. And I know you're not the only one. I know that there are other people who have experienced this type of violence that's just I can barely stand to hear you say it, let alone live it, have experienced it firsthand as you did. And
it's important, however, it's important for all of these kids to see it. There are lots of kids who see it.
Yes.
I would maybe ever see it or whatever. It doesn't have to be violence. It can be rejection.
Yeah.
It can be loneliness. But they can consciously say to themselves that, yes, it happened. It's real in my mind. My mind felt it and seen it. But we can live different than those moments that happen. You know, that's what I want to teach kids.
Yeah.
That there's a choice in what they think and what they do with their lives. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I do.
God gave us all a gift. He gave us all a gift. If we can recognize that we have a gift and the courage to use that gift, the courage to say, God, I have a gift and I will use it for you.
Yeah, very
good.
That's
what I want to encourage kids to do.
That's great, Daryl. Well, we're going to, this goes really, really quickly, I'm sure. We're into our second segment, and we've got to take another quick, short break. But just such a touching story. I appreciate you so much sharing this with us. And we're going to come back with more because you've got a lot to share with our listeners. Very, very important stories today. And again, I'm Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. You're with me here today with my special guest, Daryl Rodrock, which is with the Rodrock Foundation, helping foster care kids, specifically the aging out kids, to help them understand that they have a choice of what they think and do in their lives. So I do hope you'll stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments. Stay tuned.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300 or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Your nonprofit is unique. It's because of your passion and commitment to making the world a better place. At Hawley & Associates, we share in your passion by providing specialized insurance products to adoption agencies around the world. Like you, we do one thing and one thing only, social service. Our knowledge of adoption is what sets us apart from the rest. We are dedicated to protecting your organization with the right insurance coverage at the most affordable price. Call us today at 1-800-914-9135 or at hawleyandassociates.com. Pure religion is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back. I'm so thrilled today. This is a very special show for me. We are listening to Daryl Rodrock, who is our special guest, who is president of Rodrock Development. 5 years in a row, Daryl and his company, Rodrock Development, has been named Developer of the Year here in the Kansas City, Missouri area. He created in January of this year, 2014, on his 70th birthday, the Daryl Rodrock Foundation. The purpose is to help foster kids and bring more awareness about foster kids, specifically about the aging out, the children who are aging out of foster care. You can learn more about the foundation at their website at Daryl, that's D-A-R-O-L, Daryl Rodrock Foundation.org to get more information about them. And I do want to do a call out for our new sponsor, KidSave International. They do a Summer Miracles program, and just talked with them today. They're bringing 31 children from Columbia to host families and communities across the United States. All of these children are going to be here for the summer. They're all available for adoption. You can come and meet some of these kids at some of the weekend advocacy events. Stay tuned for some of our future shows when we'll have some of those folks on the show talking about KidSave International. And you can go to their website at kidsaveinternational.org. That's kidsaveinternational.org to find out more information about their Summer Miracles program. I'm so excited. We'll be featuring some children who are visiting us in the States from Columbia who are available for adoption. We'll be reading some of their bios in the weeks to come. So again, we are back. We're hearing, Daryl, about your very, very special story, hearing about your mom, your biological parents, hearing about your foster parents. It just was amazing to me the number of times that you ran away, and just the number of times and how much trouble and just the unfortunate events that you had while you were growing up. You talked about your siblings, Beverly, Bev, yourself, Barbara, and Donnie. So these four siblings that you have, do you have a relationship with them now? Are you in communication with your siblings at this point?
Yes, I am. I'm very close to Beverly. Beverly took care of us a lot. My mom was gone so much a lot of different times. Donnie is disenfranchised, I would say, is the best way to do it. But yes, I finance him. I help him. I stay in contact with him. And Barbara's married, lives in another city. But yes, we see each other and talk to each other.
Yeah, and it's amazing to me. So I'm looking at your bio, Daryl, and I'm seeing this, and you gave me a statistic. We were talking about this a little bit on the break. You gave me a statistic about 2%. What was that statistic you gave me?
2% of foster kids ever finish college.
Okay, so 2% of foster kids ever finish college. You are a walking miracle. I mean, you finished high school in 1962. You have a master's degree in education. You were a teacher. You were a coach. You started this housing development and built over 800 houses since 1974.
Okay, we have 30,000 people live in Round Rock communities today.
I know. So
30,000.
What do you attribute that to? What, you know, I know you talked a lot about your foster parents. And what I hear that's consistent about your language that you're talking about is not being a victim of your circumstances and knowing that you can think differently, you can do things differently, and you don't have to emulate that particular life to which you grew up in. So is there, what would you attribute it all to? Is there, you know, you're a very, very successful man. That's amazing. Can you speak to that at all?
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I just have tried to live my life and do what I can do. But I believe Miss Pent, the school teacher in the orphanage, introduced me to Jesus, made me realize that I have something of value to give back to other people. You know, when we have pain, the biggest emotional pain, particularly, the biggest thing we do is we're centered in ourselves. I'm the one that's got the pain. I'm the one that's hurting. Instead of recognizing that other people may need us. And I think all of my life I've tried to share my life with other people and lift them up and be a giver and not a taker. I don't know what I'm telling
right,
you for sure.
Right, and so that has been really to extend yourself into the community, right?
Yeah, well, even the young other foster kids, when I talk to them, you know, they may need your advice. They may need your love. They may need you to help them. Instead of saying, oh, poor me. Oh, look what I've got. I don't have a mom. I focus on the fact that other people need each other. We need each other. We can help each other. So I don't know. I don't have an answer. I've been blessed. I have been blessed, and I want to share that blessing. I want to share the blessing that God gave me, a gift, to share with others. And I encourage foster children and adopted children to realize that it may not have been quite the way we wanted it, but it is what it is, and we want to share our story with others and help them. That's the biggest thing, I think, is to share our story. We can rise above anything that the world gives. I'm writing a book right now, Kelly. I'll get you a copy when I get done.
Oh, good. What is your book?
You'll enjoy it.
About your book.
About my childhood and my little philosophies of how I got it, made order out of my life. Let me tell you something. A foster child sometimes can't make order out of his existence. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Can't really figure out exactly what happened and why it happened. And where do I fit into the family and the world and who takes care of me? Trust. Mm-hmm. Trust is a big issue for foster kids. You understand that.
Yes, I do.
I've been blessed. What else can I say?
Right. It's just amazing. It's amazing. So tell me about your book. What's the title of your book? Is it already
written? Well, we don't have a title. We're just now working on it. I'm just going to do a story about my childhood. And then little short chapters about how I made order out of life, how I handle pain, how I handle failure, how I handle different things, and how I overcame each one of those. And how I see the world and how I made order out of my value to the world, you know. So you might enjoy it.
Oh, I'm sure that I would, and I'd love to get a copy of that. I'm sure that when we get an opportunity to meet when you're back, we'll have an opportunity to do that. So your foundation works with child advocacy experts to identify the most effective ways to help children in foster care. You mentioned the Gear Up organization. Are there other organizations that you've been working with in terms of...
We've worked with everybody in Kansas City, KBC and Midwest Children's, and all of them. But we found out that this particular group seems to be centered, their attention seems to be centered in the kids that I want to work with.
Okay.
I have lots of little sayings, and one of them is, the closer to the top of a mountain climber gets, the bear more apt is to fall. You don't fail when you start, you fail when you're almost
right. So, Daryl, I'm curious, you talk a little bit about the local connections that you've made. Are there plans for you to make connections to some of the national organizations that are having an effect on foster care?
Connections with what organizations, local or national?
With some of the national organizations, have you had an opportunity to reach out to the Dave Thomas Foundation or the National Adoption Center?
No, I have not. It's strictly local so far, Kelly.
Yeah. So I think that there could be some great synergies going on with those organizations, and I'm happy to connect you to some of those organizations because I think
I could be a benefit to somebody else like that, I'm willing to spend my life doing it.
Right. That's amazing. So the organizations, the current organizations that the organization is helping with, are you helping these organizations in terms of, tell me about the foundation. Is the foundation, I've been in the nonprofit sector for a long time, so is the foundation a grant-making foundation, Daryl, or is it a foundation where you're actually raising money and having strategic programming? Or
I'm
is
having
it
to raise money right now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And what I'm going to do probably is the estate that I'm going to leave, when I leave my estate, I'm going to leave it all to the foster children, my foundation.
Okay.
But I hope I live a few more years. I hope I live a few more years to get it organized.
Well, we hope you live a few more years to get it organized, too. And so right now it's focused on helping and working with this organization called Gear Up. So tell us a little bit about them. So you said they're building a facility in Wichita, Kansas. Do you know any more about
them? No, they're from Wichita, Kansas, but I'm going to put a facility in Johnson County, Kansas for their divisions. I own a building and we're going to remodel the building. We're working on it. Now, I don't want to announce something that's not finalized, okay?
Sure. These are future plans.
Our goal is to have a center for foster kids to come, to play, to organize events, maybe put some cubicles with computers, just someplace they can entertain and help and counsel kids. They have nothing like that now.
Right.
And they think they'll have 200 kids, by the way.
Okay, yeah. So some place for these kids to go to be engaged in what they're in some meaningful activities and those kinds of things that are really
I want to go to every superintendent in the Johnson County area, which I know personally, and then go to the schools. I'm speaking August the 8th to the junior high in Olathe, Kansas, to the faculty.
Right.
And how to handle foster children from a teacher point of view, since I've done both.
That's a wonderful perspective.
The thing we do is we, a foster child, one word, one thought, one action can make him strike out.
Yes.
For no apparent reason. And we punish the action without taking time to say, what caused that action? What thought did that child have? Mm-hmm. Not that they don't have to correct kids and have a classroom atmosphere, but sometimes when you know the background of a child, that some little something could just send him off or her off.
Yes.
And
right,
I want them to be aware of their thoughts and help them nurture those thoughts and take care of themselves so their actions don't keep to repeat themselves. Because you can't punish away a thought.
Mm-hmm.
You might try to punish away an action, but you can't punish away a person's thoughts.
Yeah, that's so true. What a great perspective that you have. My husband is a special education teacher in the Kansas City, Missouri School District. And so, you know, you're speaking the same language to me. We know firsthand what happens for these kids, especially when they don't have their basic needs met, when they don't have their basic nurturing and love met at home, and then that acts out. It's a way of acting out to get their needs met, which is really what's so important about that. So believe it or not, we have to take another break. I'm so sorry, but we do have to take a break. Before we do that, we are going to come back for our last break. We have some fun questions, more questions to ask you, Daryl, about this wonderful organization that you've created. We want to do a call out to our sponsors, America's Christian Credit Union, Beacon House Adoptions, Embrace by Grace, and our newest sponsor, Kids Save International. We're going to be featuring their Summer Miracles program. If you want more information about them, you can go to kidssaveinternational.org. So you're listening to Callie Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. Thanks so much for being with us. Stay with us. We have more exciting stuff to share from our guest, Daryl Rodrock. Stay tuned.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
Your nonprofit is unique. It's because of your passion and commitment to making the world a better place. At Holly & Associates, we share in your passion by providing specialized insurance products to adoption agencies around the world. Like you, we do one thing and one thing only: social service. Our knowledge of adoption is what sets us apart from the rest. We are dedicated to protecting your organization with the right insurance coverage at the most affordable price. Call us today at 1-800-914-9135 or at hawleyandassociates.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA. America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Callie Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back with our final segment with a very special guest, Daryl Rodrock, who's taken time out of his busy schedule to visit with us today about the Daryl Rodrock Foundation and the Rodrock Development Company. Again, the foundation website is darylrodrockfoundation.org. That's Daryl, D-A-R-O-L, rodrockfoundation.org. Please visit the website to learn more about their important work. This foundation launched in January of 2014, where over 2,000 people were in attendance. It was Daryl's 70th birthday. Happy belated birthday, by the way, Daryl.
Thank you.
And what a fun party. So you have to do this party every year now, you know. You're going to have to do it every year. That's how we are here in Kansas.
Yes, we're talking about whether we want to do that or not, or whether we should, or we don't know for sure what to do.
That's right. That's right. Well, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, you created 70 new home communities in Johnson County. That's just amazing. I don't think you can draw any.
It's 80.
Is it 80 now? Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah,
80
okay.
new home communities in Johnson. One of my producer, Judy, lives in one of your communities.
Really?
Yes, she does. And so it's just amazing to me. How did you make this? So you were in education. I just want to know how you made this transition from being in education to being a teacher and a coach to being a developer. Tell me about that. I'm just curious.
Well, I was a school teacher and selling real estate. Like a lot of teachers, you have to make extra money.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, I want to say one other thing, which I'm very proud of. We won 3 state championship wrestling titles when I was a wrestling coach at Shawnee Mission West also. So that's important for me because I love those kids and stay in close contact with a lot of them. But
yeah.
I sold real estate and built my first home and worked in the building business and gradually realized that I needed places, safe places to put my products. So I started buying small pieces of ground, like 5 acres, 8 acres. And then I built those so fast, I started buying bigger pieces.
Oh,
you know,
man.
I just worked. I didn't mean to do anything. I'd meant nothing more than to take care of my family, but it just grew into a large family business. That's a very large business now.
Yeah, yeah. And so you didn't say, do you have children yourself?
I have three children. Uh-huh. I have three children, and they're okay. in the business, not my business. They have their own real estate business, doing very well.
So I'm curious, Daryl, are you reaching out to, you've got these 80 new home communities in Johnson County, Kansas. Any interest in reaching out to those communities to support the foundation or let them know about what you're doing with the foundation?
Yes, we are. We're letting them know. It's, you know, it's a little hard unless people have special interests exactly. But, you see, we just started this. We decided to have this party in September or October. And in 90 days, put together a party with over 2,200 people. So.
Goodness.
We did have tremendous response from the community, the real estate, the vendors, the builders, the homeowners. I mean, tremendous. The question is, do we have it every year? What we don't want it to do is fall way down. You know, I just don't know if we can keep that hype up, you know, that awareness. I just want to create awareness to people to give it. By the way, we've had numerous people. Can I cannot tell you, Kelly, how many people have called us and said, we adopted because of your party, Daryl.
Oh,
unbelievable, Kelly. We became a foster parent because of your party, Daryl. It moves me beyond anything you can imagine to have people call us and tell us that.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing. A
bulldozer operator called and said, Daryl, I called my son the next day, and I talked to him in 10 years after your story about your foster dad.
So, you know, and I will tell you, I've been in fundraising for most of my life, 25 years in the nonprofit sector. And I can tell you that story is so important, and you definitely have stories abound, not only your story, but stories of so many other children. I'm curious about, is there a particular child that you've met while you've in this short time that you've been doing this work that has inspired you in your life or has inspired you in this work that you're doing?
You say, is there a particular child?
Yes, yes. Any particular
Not really.
Child?
No, I'm inspired by all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
See,
it sounds like
Jesus
you are.
Said the kingdom of God is in each one of us. Every child has the kingdom of God in him, and I encourage him to recognize that.
Yes.
So the power in each child that I see the gift of the power in each child.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So I want to switch for just a moment because I understand, in addition to all of this, you have a children's clothing store in Kansas City. It's a very famous shopping center called Crown Center here in Kansas City, and it's called Kid-O. Is that right?
Well, it's not our shop. It's not ours. They actually did a promotion with us. Brenda Sanders knows the people, and they did a promotion when we got a certain percent of everybody that shopped that weekend. We got a percent of the profits.
Foundation.
It was fantastic.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic.
Okay. And so right now it sounds like you're currently actively doing fundraising. Is there a fundraising goal that you're looking for? Is there a number goal? Because I also, my next question is going to be, is how do people give money to you? So do we have a goal? Are you looking for, you know, $500,000? Are you looking for, because you're talking about this facility in Johnson County. Is there a goal and by when that you've identified?
Well, we've already raised $800,000, Kelly.
Okay.
But I don't set goals.
Okay.
Because that limits your future. You see, for me, goal setting has never been anything I've ever done in my life. I just want to do the best I can do every day.
Yeah, okay.
And when I say I want to make $500,000, I reach $500,000, I quit.
Oh.
I want to be the best I can be every day of my life in what I do. And that's my challenge for me and when I used to coach wrestling and for my agents and people around us. Challenge yourself not to set a goal other than to be the best you can be every day.
Yeah, that's great. Those are great words of advice coming from an entrepreneur to an entrepreneur, which you know that I am in terms of working with this company and helping families to raise money for their adoptions and the work that we do through the Adoption Finance Coaching System. So thank you for that. Thank you for that little piece of nugget of information that will help us to hopefully succeed. So how does a person give you money? How do they make a contribution? Can they do that on your website?
Yes, they can give us money on the website or call my office.
Okay.
Call our website, the number, and support us in any way they want us. Not just money, but attention, time, help them with the little kids. We're just trying to gather our force, to gather people that will help us. Carpenters, teach kid carpenter work, computer work, okay. Whatever it is. We just want to help lift kids up.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And you don't have to be living in Kansas or Missouri to help. You can live anywhere to help, and you can give any kind of information or support to help the Daryl Rodrock Foundation, to help them build a facility, to help them continue the work that they are currently doing. So again, that website is Daryl, D-A-R-O-L, RodrockFoundation.org. That's Daryl Rodrock Foundation. And I'm so thrilled and honored, Daryl, to have you with us today. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, your passion with us, and more importantly, thank you for taking that energy and moving it in such a positive way. It's very, very inspiring. So before we leave today, we want to read our financial tip from America's Christian Credit Union to maximize the equity you may have in your current vehicles to help secure a loan for your adoption. Although our unsecured adoption loan is convenient, using the equity in your car could result in a lower interest rate and payment than a traditional unsecured adoption loan. America's Christian Credit Union has low auto loan rates that may help fit this new monthly payment into your budget. You can contact America's Christian Credit Union at americaschristiancu.com or call them at 1-800-343-6328 for more information regarding their auto and adoption loans. I can tell you firsthand that America's Christian Credit Union, in my opinion, has a plethora of wonderful products available for adoptive families. Their goal is to say yes to help you bring your family together forever. I want to thank you, Daryl Rodrock, for being with us today. What a great show, an inspiring show. Daryl, I look forward to meeting you personally. If you like the show, if you have a suggestion or a story, or you'd like to share a topic with me, you can reach me at coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com or my website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. Thanks again for joining us. Have a wonderful summer. Tune in next week at the same time, same place. In the meantime, have a great week.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific time and 3 p.m. Eastern time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening.